Is it, am I loud and am I, is my mic really loud?
No, you're good.
You're coming in good.
Coming in hot. All
right, how's this? How are you? Can you hear that?
Okay, do that again. Yeah. One more time.
You need it again?
Yeah, one more time. Sound test. Okay, we go. Okay, perfect. Thank God bless you guys.
I had Chipotle today, guys. Sorry.
Nice.
Get out of here. We got to start the show.
I've been fired more than probably any radio host in Canada. Right back. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here. Alabama Williams. Arizona Jones.
We'll be right back.
We're nothing. We're pissed.
Well, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Can? Is that Can Crush Jack?
You son of a bitch.
So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
You son of a bitch.
This is not a show on how to be like somebody.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
So basically he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries.
Bitch.
Jack Klassen.
You are listening to the Jack Klassen Show.
Sure.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio. That's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Klassen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
You're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia,
hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his wife's on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
It's a 9.
9? Red-pilled rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Klassen Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.
And check it out. Yo, yo, yo. 9:90 a.m. We still got ya. K-Bear. We still got K-Bear. Look at that. God bless K-Bear. K-Bear will never drop me unless they change ownership. Then... it's probably a, you know how it goes. There's always that chance, but we're doing pretty good. We still got 5 weeks left in Arizona, which is fantastic. So we're doing good on that end.
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live. Of course we're live.
Oh.
9:90 a.m. Arizona, 5 weeks. I've been really.
Are we live?
I've been
when
really...
it was just me and Karen. She dropped a hard R, Jack.
Yeah. Listen, you retard. It doesn't matter. We got 5 weeks.
Jack's a retard.
Thanks. We got five weeks left. I am. 5 weeks left in Arizona right now. Currently, I don't know. Things could change at any point. Got to remain positive on that. But it is coronavirus time. And a lot of radio stuff's been ruined because of coronavirus. Thank you. Yeah.
I think you mean because of the response to the coronavirus.
Yeah, it's the response.
Response. Yeah. Sorry, that's I didn't have the based and red pilled answer.
It's the Chinese virus, Jack.
It's sorry, the Kung Flu.
The China virus ruined my life. It's beautiful. Thanks. Thanks, President Xi. The greatest member.
Listen to him. He's got the virus. He's look at him. Listen to him. Oh my God, Jack.
Jack, do you have the virus, man?
Jack.
Jack, you sound sick. Jack, you sound so sick.
I shouldn't have.
Vaccine, Jack.
I shouldn't have been licking those doorknobs in Chinatown. No, but for real. It's a Jack Class show. 5 more weeks, we all get coronavirus and die. I keep waiting for it to happen. It hasn't yet. It's very odd.
Because Corona's fake and gay. It's not.
Mitch,
even...
you didn't have the antibodies either, right?
What do you mean?
Because didn't you get a test?
Yeah, you got the antibody test, right?
I got a test once. No, I got a PCR test.
Oh, dude.
They swabbed my butthole behind a dumpster, man.
Same.
Yeah, that's how it's always been
done. He said he was a doctor anyway.
You're a thought criminal.
Yeah. Mine was black, but she was a woman.
Don't be ridiculous, Karen.
I'm not kidding.
There's no woman doctors.
You know, it's funny. The same thing happened to me, but I wasn't taking a test.
But yeah, I did. They shoved that thing like into my brain through my nose. I regretted it. I wish I hadn't gone.
How much money does it cost to get the antibody test? Can we do it? Can we see if you have COVID antibodies? That would be a good show bit. Wouldn't you say, Karen?
It would.
Yeah.
If the red pill rapper has antibodies. Yeah, can we get the kit? That would be good. And that would prove a point to your audience too, red pill rapper.
I didn't have them, and I have been the least careful person, maybe even less than Mitch. I've probably even been less careful than Mitch.
Oh, I think so. A thousand.
I doubt it.
No.
I've been with thousands of people like several times.
Oh, yes.
You haven't been doing
how many men?
Blow. You haven't been doing blow with the same bill as a bunch of like losers in a basement.
That's true. I'm always outside.
Strangers. So. Yeah, no, inside.
She didn't get COVID from the blow bill. That's amazing.
Not even from the blow bill or the ketamine bill.
What other bills?
Bill Clinton.
People really do jumping on my lap.
People really do ketamine. I was at an illegal rave on the weekend, and I was talking to this guy who was totally.
You
You didn't believe
wait,
that
people really? Did ketamine.
And I was talking
was
to this
badass.
Guy. He was from Vancouver.
Yeah.
And we were just chatting.
Oh, the fag capital of the world.
Like, yeah, yeah. And he goes, "You want some ketamine?" I was like, "No."
You were at a rave.
Yeah, yeah. Here, I'll send you guys some footage. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, send that
out
to
the
Karen.
Middle of the woods.
Oh my god, dude!
I want to see this rave. This rave.
It's badass, man. I just sent it to Jack. Do I have to send it to you, Karen?
It's just a photo. It's not a video.
No, I sent like
picturing it in my head.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if you did ketamine, you'd be no different than Ketamine Kevin?
I know.
Think about that.
Yeah, just,
you'd be no different.
Did that ring through your mind?
Yeah, I literally did. My first thought was like, I'm no Ketamine Kevin. You know, I'm not doing.
So there's so you trashed this area. So you trashed this area. And it says, don't let. Okay, so you guys are more concerned about the mask than trashing the outside?
We did not trash
Karen.
It.
Look at this, Karen, dude. Are you telling me you guys polluted so hard?
Let me see. Where's the pollution?
And it wasn't my
they
event.
Dared pollute?
Heard about
they
it.
Dared pollute. Look at this picture. I'm pulling it up.
No, there's no polluting.
There's dude, there's big polluting.
Look at this pollution, dude.
Dude, you've like the bottles are everywhere. There's not
polluted.
Even a garbage can.
You polluted
yes,
like
is.
Crazy.
There's just a sign that says, don't let the mask become a muzzle. What the hell? Was this a big party?
Yeah, there was like 200 people there.
I was gonna play some rave music, so we could talk about it.
Play the videos I sent.
Alright, I am.
Videos. Dude, I was looking at that picture. There's a lot of liquor bottles. Did you have a relapse?
Yeah, dude. Are you
yeah,
drinking
you
at
be,
this thing?
Yeah, how can you be like?
I just smoke a little bit of weed, you know?
No, but how can you be around so much alcohol and be addicted to alcohol? I couldn't be around weed, like cigarettes.
Oh, no, man. My friends drink. A lot of my friends drink. I don't really mind.
He pops on his own sounds.
Mitch is jamming at the illegal rave.
Sober.
What are people talking?
Sober.
Are people, so are people like... So the people are dancing and like doing the like fingerless the gloves and stuff.
Are they doing the anti-mask dance?
Okay.
Yeah, do they have a dance?
You guys want the inside scoop? Don't narc, okay? To the listeners, don't narc either. There's like a secret group and you get in touch with this guy. They make sure you're cool. And then you send him some money and then he sends you longitude and latitude of where to go. And so we went out and...
That's awesome. That's like the real underground, baby.
That's kind
that's
of
badass.
Badass. Yeah,
he's badass. He's badass. And this is all alleged, by the way.
Wait, so they send you allegedly send you secret Latitude, yes. Longitudes? You need to get a compass out to find the rave?
And, yeah, and it's like a way out the middle of the woods.
That's
and,
awesome.
And there's like this one specific turnoff, and as you're driving down, there's just like weird lights that are flashing through the trees, like laser beams.
Yeah.
And we're like, whoa. And then as we're getting closer, there's the lights happen more and more often, and then you hear boom, 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 boom. And as you get closer and closer, and then you turn a corner, and there's just this, in the middle of nowhere, man, there's this huge stage with giant fog machines and, like,
awesome.
Lasers and crazy lights everywhere.
Wait, is that actually something that happens?
That's awesome,
That's
Mitch.
Badass. That's
Respect.
Actually...
Yeah, look at... Check out the videos. It was insane, man.
That was... Dude, that's ins... It's... Listen, this can't
be... And this
be
song's
as...
playing.
Yeah, did they... how often did they play this song? Was this on repeat 24/7?
Yeah. Except it was the vocals to Barbie Girl.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
What?
No,
did they
like
play...
A...
What
there's
music
like a
were
live...
they oh, I'm just joking, dude. They're playing Willie yeah. Nelson. They're playing...
playing Willie Nelson.
They're playing Willie Nelson and Steelers Nelson. Wheel.
You guys got to play the video of the fire dancers, man. It was crazy.
Was
it
like... fire?
So what kind of music was it, Mitch? Like
it
what kind of
really, really heavy electronic stuff. There's like a live DJ there with one of those boards.
Dude, this is awesome. Boom,
boom, wait, boom, why have boom, I not boom, seen boom, this, boom. These videos? Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, this is badass.
Okay, send me this video.
Mitch.
I gotta see this video.
Mitch,
describe the
my
video.
It's like an insane outdoor rave.
Oh my
with,
god, that actually is crazy. What?
yeah, a fire dancer person.
Yeah.
And they've got like these chicks with the light up hula hoops. Durr.
Dude, what the hell?
Did you see that?
I've been saying this for a long time because everyone's freaking out about like the two-tier society with the vaccines and stuff. But I'm saying it's gonna be way better for everybody that doesn't get the vax. We're gonna have like a bunch of underground cool shit like this, and everyone else will get their vaccine. They get to go to a concert, but they're gonna have to muzzle up, get sprayed with hand sanitizer, have like a cattle prod,
yeah.
take their temperature at the door.
Yeah, dude.
So, and our shit's gonna be cool like this.
Wait, whoa,
it's
whoa,
illegal
whoa.
I've been dreaming of underground COVID raves since March. You have no idea, Mitch. This is my dream.
This is badass.
I'm with you, dude.
No. I'm telling you guys, and we're, you know,
wow.
maybe one day we'll do some rap shows like that. You know what I mean?
I'm stunned,
no,
dude.
No, this is way cooler than what was first described.
No, I thought it was cool the whole time. I
did
was
you
just
bring
being
up
shy.
The fire dancers?
No,
I kind of want to see that one again. That
you're
cool.
just being shy.
I was. I didn't want to... Whatever.
Dude, you
Mitch,
had...
respect. Mad respect.
That's badass,
mad respect
dude.
To you.
Hey.
Mad respect to you.
And no cops showed up, nothing.
Well, so, like, the day before I got there, I guess the cops showed up for, like, 7 hours, and they just walked around. They were like, you guys got to stop. You can't do this. And everyone was like, no. Because there was like 200 people and like they can't drive, you know, so like what are the cops gonna do? It's 200 people, like, and that's like the whole
but
point.
They're gonna
is
put you in
enough?
Jail.
No, not because it's in the middle of the woods. There's a ton of people
what?
There, but the
what?
Point is that and then the laws like don't even make any sense, and if everybody says no, they can't do shit.
What
everyone
if you call it a protest
no. then you're legal, I think.
Yeah, that's badass. I want to go to one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Come. Well, I always invite you, Jack. You never come out, man.
Dude, I didn't know it was that badass. I thought
I'm
it was
cool,
just a bunch of people
man.
Coughing. I thought
cool.
people were just coughing at each other.
Yeah.
I thought it was
sneezing, sneezing in our open mouths.
Yeah.
is Karen choking to death over there?
I
yes,
hope so.
I'm choking.
I hope so.
Yeah, I am choking. Choking. Yes.
Death on a radio is badass.
Badass.
Do you imagine going out like that? Choking on a yerba mate?
Sorry.
That's a good way. That'd be a good way to go out. Dude, that's badass.
I want to go, Mitch.
It's the Jack Classic Show. 9:90 a.m. Arizona.
I was going to say something funny, but I forget now.
It's Jack Classic
Show. It came on
my
nose.
We got 5 more weeks. By the way, someone's choking to death on the air, which is fantastic. That could be a, that'd be a radio, a show first in our last 5 weeks on Arizona.
I really squirted really good out my one nostril.
Oh, that's great.
That could be a radio. That's a
good isolation right there.
Lick my a-hole.
There it is.
It's a Jack Klassen show. We're going to go on break real fast, but then when we get back, I got something very important I got to talk about. And it pertains to all of us, Red Pill Rapper, Karen.
Yep.
But by the way, before I go to break, I just got a... Why, you were talking to Brock, the Proud Boy, today?
Yeah.
Proud Boy Brock.
Brock. And he was so happy. He was so stoked to be talking to him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we had a good conversation. I feel bad because I came in, I visited you, Jack. And then I just stopped messaging him, so I forgot. But he's cool, man. I like him.
He's badass.
I thought you said it was the other way around. And I was like, what?
I was stoked too, man. Brock's cool. Brock's dope.
No, it was the other way around, but I was just rolling with it, so I didn't sound like a dummy. I was just agreeing. It was better. Oh, no, I said it wrong. I didn't want to catch myself.
Get your words straight, Jack.
Yeah, Brock is the coolest guy I've ever talked to in my life, man.
Can you do?
I got your words straight, Jack.
He has got it going on. Can you get that proud Brock? He's got star power.
Can you get Proud Boy Brock? I love Brock? Him. Can you get Proud Boy Brock a girlfriend?
Get him on the show, dude. Get him on the show again right now, man. Tell him that we want to say sorry.
We want to apologize to Proud Boy Brock.
And tell him I think he's cute.
Alrighty. We'll figure it out. Hey, we're going on a break. We'll see you, pal. You need to smoke that cigarette. I see ya.
Yeah, he's up.
He's flipping.
Shut up, bitch.
He's already gone.
It's time for your medication.
He's so quick. It's a Jack Klassen show. 9:90 a.m. baby.
Are you there? Are you there, brother?
What's good, dickhead?
I'm just kind of wondering what sort of self-respecting man does ketamine and shows up to my friend's house with animal crackers all over your fingers and does gay graffiti all over her house, huh? What's going on with that? Why don't you go home and eat animal crackers in your mom's basement where you belong, brother?
Number one.
Try not to say the F word.
You just said the F word.
He did?
You just called me a faggot.
He's a
fag. No, for real, though. What is Aislinn doing with a guy like this? You know what, Aislinn? Maybe we're done, man. I know. I thought we had something special. It's over. You can hang out with Ketamine Kevin over there. You two can enjoy your lives together.
Ketamine Whatever. Kevin!
I'm glad you turned on the camera. He looks like transgender Edward Scissorhands, man. Aislinn, he can't take a joke. He's on ketamine. He smells like animal crackers and duct tape. Get this dude away from you.
What's funny is, like, I will literally air out your crib. That's the thing, though. I have tutors on speed dial, my guy.
Yeah, shooters on speed dial.
Aislinn, stop.
A winner.
I turn your into a heroin block, dickhead.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
This guy's going to clear you out. He has COVID. He's on ketamine.
Aislinn, you don't have to do this, man.
This is enough. I've had enough of this. Thank you, Ketamine Kevin, for coming on. Thanks for coming on, Ketamine Kevin. You're a real winner.
That was so perfect. That was so amazing.
Sorry, Rip Hill. Be careful. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, my God.
That was so perfect.
I'd love to visit, but I would never move to Kelowna.
Well, no, come visit at the very
Canada
least.
Sucks. Why would you want to live in Canada?
They're just saying I should move up there. I'd get you out of the house.
What
little
is he?
Bit.
Yeah, what is he stupid? What a dummy.
I said I'd kill
you
myself.
You can get married and
no, I don't think you
here.
Want to move up. I don't no. think anyone wants to
we
move
can
up
get
again.
Married though, Mitch. Well, I'll marry you.
Yeah, you mean it?
Yeah, because you got a rap career. What's this guy got? He's got nothing.
Jack's got an internationally syndicated radio.
I got
all he's
radio
got
stations.
Is his red hat and his soundboard.
Listen, sometimes I don't even have that. No, you would never stay. You would never move to Canada. Canada sucks, dude. You got to do everything to get out of Canada. Like,
I told Mitch I'd be so understimulated. I would feel like I was in like a sensory deprivation tank by like living in a place like that.
It's like hell, dude. You go to jail for saying the wrong word.
You're not in jail yet, Jack. So it's not that bad.
Not yet.
If anyone should be in jail, it's you.
Good thing they don't put you in jail for using the wrong your. You'd be in jail forever. Every time. Mitch.
Listen,
am I correct?
You're correct. Buddy, because
yeah. You gotta. It's like, it's my phone. It's like, how could it be your phone?
It's my phone.
I had a tiny little Motorola. Thank you. It was autocorrect. Listen.
Right.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
It was my phone, dude. I know.
Shut up, bitch.
Have you gotten a better phone yet, Jack? Or are you still using that dinosaur?
Guys, I have a LG, and by the way, since I moved to LG, I've been using correct grammar.
Get your words straight, Jack.
Here, you want to see my phone?
No, you haven't. I noticed one today.
Yeah, well, I was probably busy doing something. I didn't have time.
Oh, I was busy.
You want to see my phone? Pretty good.
Yeah, you should get busy learning how to read. Yeah, we saw. He's got
Joe Biden.
Radio. Joe Biden phone book background.
Jesus Christ. It's the Jack Classic Show, 990 AM.
I got your words straight, Jack.
Weaponize the soundboard.
I know. What the hell? I should have just never come back from break. I should have just been gay. Listen. I did not listen.
No, you listen.
I'm the everyman.
Listen.
And every
and most people get those yours confused. I'm the everyman. I'm the hero. I'm the hero of this story.
You're the hero?
Okay, Jack.
What?
If I borrowed your hat and I said, here you go, Jack, here's your hat back. How would you spell that your? Here's your hat back.
One, two, three, go.
Why are you are?
Yeah. All right. You got that one.
Yeah, okay. Try it again.
Okay.
Give me another one.
We gave him two. Give me another one. Oh, wait.
Okay. Hold on.
Here's bear, one. Too. Every bear is wrong as well.
Give me another one.
He also does bear wrong every time.
Okay, give me an example.
Do one, man.
Okay, how about,
I hate all of you, by the way.
What if you were to say to somebody, go back to your country? What if you said that to somebody? How would you spell it?
Your country?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, go.
Why, oh, you are.
Good job.
Okay.
That was
okay.
The same one, though.
all right. What about...
okay, try it again. Try it again. You guys are trying to make me look like a douche. You guys are trying to make me look like a douche.
No, Mitch can't do it.
Mitch, do it. Give me another one. No, give me another one.
All right.
Spell your a artard go.
Your a artard
go.
Spell it.
Oh,
Y-O-U-R-E.
Nice.
Okay. Try me again.
Okay. What if
really
what
backfire
if
on you guys?
What if you say?
This is
you're a bat soup eating commie. How would you spell that?
Y-O-U-R-E.
No, you missed the apostrophe, Jack.
Oh, he missed the apostrophe.
Really backfiring on you guys. Okay, Karen,
and,
you're the
and
bold
you
person. You're the bold person here. Give me one.
Well, I want to do a there one because you get
good
there.
Idea. Okay. Yeah, keep burying me, please. I'm trying to get everyone work. I'm trying to get us all jobs.
There are only two genders. Spell there. Go.
T-H-E-I-R.
That was the wrong one.
That's wrong.
Oh, no. Yeah, give me another one.
Jack, what if you were
thanks
gonna say,
for throwing me under the bus, but okay, throw me another one.
what if you were gonna say, man, their eyes are
get your words straight, Jack.
Man, their eyes are sure slanted. What if you were gonna say that?
Man, then this is no context to anything. Man,
yeah.
their eyes are
E-H-E-Y-R-E.
That's the wrong one.
That's
All right, let's. I think we've seen enough here, Karen.
Throw me another one. You keep burying me.
They're the worst country. I don't know.
What?
I'm just trying to think of stuff
England?
Jack would say.
Yeah.
England.
T-H-E-R-E?
No.
No, that's not
it's incorrect.
Man, heard that the dance today.
Everyone. We hit every guy. That is hilarious. You're an idiot.
Get your words straight, Jack.
Thanks. It's a Jack Crossett right. Show. 9:90 a.m.
We gotta go to break in 3 minutes.
Yeah, I can see that. Thank you very much. Jesus Christ, what did I come into?
You just got roasted there. It feels feels good to roast somebody else for a change. I'm like, you know? Feels good.
Yeah.
I'm
hate exhausted. All of you, and I'm never going to talk to any of you ever again.
You're just bitter. You're just bitter because we know how to read better than you.
Listen, I can read just fine. Thank you.
Look how high Red Pill Rapper looks. Look how high he looks. His eyes are like bloodshot red.
It's from going to all those raves.
Look at him. No. He looks strung out. He looks strung out.
From drinking all week.
No, I've been working hard.
He looks cartoonishly high. Look at you. He looks suspicious. I think he looks suspicious. Look, he's got his hoodie up and everything. I would profile him. I would profile him.
If he walked into your convenience store, you'd profile him?
Nah, yeah.
Yeah.
As what? Totally. What do you think I'm going to do?
I don't know. Cause some sort of ruckus? Cigarettes? Yeah.
Out of where? The back?
Some sort of nefarious behavior. Nefarious behavior. Just someone to keep a little extra look at.
All right.
Your hoodie and all that.
I think I look like a respectable member of society. You know, I don't have any tattoos. Got, you know, dimples. It's okay. Everybody just relax.
You look like a crackhead. We're going on break. Yeah. I got to reset myself.
Your nails. Start painting your nails.
I got to reset myself after getting verbally assaulted. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Jack Klassen show. We'll be right back real quick.
Oh man.
I hate all of you.
All right, go away, man. I'm going to end this meeting.
I don't be my
Great. I can't wait to get verbally abused again. It's a Jack Klassen show, 9:90 a.m. God bless all you guys.
He's a fag.
Yeah, once again.
We're past that now.
Yeah,
we're,
no,
we're
you're not.
Be up.
No,
we've
you're
grown
not.
As people.
No, that
comes, that's not our fault. No, you don't know how to read.
That comes out of, from a place of anger. Whatever.
It's not your fault that it's not. It's Listen. Not our fault that you don't know how to read.
I know how to read just fine, thank you.
No, you, well.
It's if it's writing that's tough.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Right.
We'll be What's more. Right?
No, this nope. This all comes out
we'll
of a place of anger.
Give you a trigger
anger,
warning next
no,
time.
No, this all comes out of a place of anger. I got you. It's fine. I got you guys. I got you. What? All right. Don't worry about it.
Why are you singing?
Don't
this
worry
all
about
comes
it.
Out of a place of anger.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Demon cop
comes out of a place right. of anger. That would be a good just, song.
You're taking a role. You're taking a fucking page right out of the David Cop Kelowna comedy. Co-hosting fucking those scumbags. By the way, Red Pill Rapper.
What's up?
Oh, whatever, man. You know, did you know that Red Pill Rapper had the balls to have the dude on who canceled my show and made me a pariah in comedy? You know that, Karen?
Yes.
What a sick
it was a
man.
Good show.
What a
it
sick
was a good
man.
Show.
It was a good show. It was funny, yeah. He's a funny guy. Funny guy. Just funny. Just, I'm funny that you do that. Whatever.
Hey, man.
Whatever.
Did you take that? Did you take that as a slight?
Free speech. Yeah, free speech. Yeah, whatever, man. It's all right.
Free Sorry, speech. Zach. Yeah, free I, speech.
You know, it's Free Speech Network, dude. You can have whoever you want on. You want to have a racist on? You want to have someone who will throw you in the trash if you are slightly controversial? Yeah, man. You can have whatever you want on, dude. You can have whoever you want. You want my old co-hosts on? You want them on? You can have them
Karen,
on your show.
I kind of want Karen on. Can I have Karen on?
Yeah, I encourage that, actually. That's encouraging. Yeah, that's...
What do you want to have me go on and talk about? What do you have me on the show to talk about?
Kind of what we were talking about pre-show today, actually.
No, I'm not going to talk about my actual feelings, but stop.
There's that, but also just like, I don't know, Corona stuff.
Wait, what was she talking about?
I was just talking about this dumb documentary I was talking about.
Oh.
That's not a book. We were talking politics. We were talking shop. You know, it was.
Oh yeah. Oh, she opened up with the politics.
Karen's smart man. Karen knows her shit.
Dude, I've
been getting
that.
Boy, like,
everyone's,
oh, I'm just a party girl.
Everyone's pressuring me to take the vaccine.
What?
What?
Yeah, everyone's pressuring me to take the vaccine. I don't trust it.
No, they're probably trying to give you that AstraZeneca one, man. Don't do it.
I want to get a blood clot though.
My dad told me, he said, the ones, context, he's Jewish, he's going, the ones they have in Pennsylvania are the best vaccines. They wow. have the best ones here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what everyone yeah. who gets it says. They all he's say probably, that.
Does he work best. For, who does he work for? Is he in pharma?
He's an artist.
Makes a lot of sense.
Takes a lot of pharma.
Makes sense.
Hell yeah, baby.
Listen. You guys can mock. You guys can laugh all you want. I still got us on two radio stations. So suck on that, suckers. I know a lot of people who do podcasts and stuff and would kill to be on two crappy radio stations. Following David Prager and then some Christian bullshit. We follow a Christian.
Are you
all right,
man?
Montana.
Are you all right, man?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
What? You're like, oh, you guys, you're like, you brought on my old co-host. What are you guys? You're
no, it just all adds
ripping
up.
On
it
me?
Just all adds up. Everyone hates
what
me.
Are what? What are you implying? What are you implying, Jeff?
What, dude?
Everyone
to
hates
what?
Me. And you'll want to kill me.
Jack, we not spent that. Too much time together on Jack, these microphones brother. For you to think that.
I'm just going
to
get back. Yeah, it's happened a million times. I'm going to get backstabbed again and again.
What do you mean backstabbed? Who's backstabbing you?
I'm like a lone wolf. I'm like a lone wolf.
You're like a lone poodle. Like a lone. Yeah.
Nobody was good. Nobody wants to
I'm that lone wolf. Yet. I'm that lone wolf with rabies.
What would we backstab you to get?
Yeah.
Some.
I don't know. Just out of
one
anger?
Of those things you like to eat. What are they called? Roll something wheel, wagon wheels.
I like wagon wheels.
Jack, you did one thing that pissed me off really bad that one time, and so I just yelled at you for a day, and then we moved on.
What was it?
No,
you guys know what it is, but we can't talk about it here.
Why would you bring it up?
Well, because I'm just saying that if I hated you, Jack, I would tell you. I have no problem telling you. Listen, I think you're a fucking asshole.
Everyone who's ever participated on the show for more than 6 months ends up being weird. They end up getting I don't trust them.
All right, we'll see ya. All right, Mitch, let's go. I'm walking out.
We're gonna start the Mitch and Karen show.
You're gonna be walking out.
We're gonna be the most shock jock radio station in Canada.
I'm walking out of the door.
Yeah,
Karen, don't go.
Good luck.
Don't go, Karen.
Good luck. No. Anyone giving you guys a show. I wish you well.
We're gonna replace the Woody show.
I'm going on the Woody show.
Yeah.
I'm gonna replace that frumpy lady they got now. I'm gonna add some spice. Yeah, dude. She looks like such a sad person.
Oh man, radio
she
women
looks
are
like
weird.
A sock.
Radio women are weird. They're the
She's
worst.
She's like a sock. She's like a dirty sock with like a little face.
Karen.
The Woody girl.
Brutal. I'm looking
she
at.
She has
her.
No ankles.
Woody show. Oh yeah. See, that's a really sad. You ever gotten with a girl, Mitch? She's got no ankles.
No ankles. No ankle whore.
No.
No.
No. Is it because, would that be like a big girl that has no ankles?
You don't need to be a big girl to have no ankles. It's
look
just,
at this chick. Ugh. Well, yeah, yikes. Holy moly, it's worse. Whore. And I was just judging this based off of her little cartoon character.
Oh my God. But in
but
real
it's
life,
it's much
worse
than I thought. And if I am not mistaken, and I'm not, you know, an idiot, so I wouldn't know, but I think she has a... Harry Potter tattoo, dude.
Oh, perfect.
On her wrist. Check perfect. This sad woman out. She's like, Rick!
Woody show.
Oh my
America's
God.
America's biggest show with the frumpiest bitch.
Look at this woman. She looks terrible. Look at this.
Oh my God. I would never have this frumpy ass broad.
Rate her.
Rate her. Dude, seriously? Like, not even joking. Like, one. I know it's low, but it's just like, what the hell? No thanks, brother. Dude, the
Mitch,
Woody
rate...
show can keep her. The Mitch, Woody show rate... can keep her.
Mitch, rate the girl on the Woody show.
I don't do
look
that.
Look at this Raider.
At the Woody show, dude. Come on, this is our radio rival.
Rate
they
her.
Took our show.
Rate
okay.
her, dude.
Okay, on a scale of Samantha Bee to Amy Schumer.
4.5. Okay.
That's fair.
Hey,
do you know what happens every time she goes swimming in the ocean?
What?
I was waiting for the foghorn.
Oh.
That was close enough.
Look at these like dudes like around her and like, you know, so see how she's sort of like making the picture look all like dark and like icky and stuff.
Yeah, she's fat.
Now take her out of there in your mind, then put me there. Think about how much better that picture would be.
It's the Jack Classen show. At least we don't have a frumpy whore.
You guys
I'm going
brutal.
On the Woody show, man. That's what I'm saying. I could take them all the way.
Sure you could.
You are a pretty sick diversity hire though, because you're a Jew and you're a woman.
Yeah, and I'm trans.
And
I'm Blasian.
What is what is Blasian?
Guess.
Black Asian.
Yeah.
Good guess. Good guess. You guys are brutal. I can't believe how mean you are to that poor woman.
She stole our shit.
Joe, Jesus Christ. I can't believe how mean you were to me.
Oh my God. See, Jack, you're being a baby again. Remember when I called him a goldfinch and he like lost his mind? This is like another one of them. You remember that, Mitch? He's like,
no.
You guys made fun of my saying there. You're like crying. You guys are gonna ruin my show because you hate me. Listen. That's my impression of you.
Listen. It was a good impression.
Listen, guys.
Listen.
No, listen. If we keep doing that, I'll get stuck in a listen loop.
Listen,
please. Listen, please. We need them to listen to keep us on air, baby. Email the station 9:90 a.m. Tell them how much you love having this show on.
Woody show. Have me hire me. I'm trans. I don't know.
You get that big trans paycheck. Yeah. I mean, we should all just announce that we're all just trans. That's how we get hired. They ain't hiring white folk no more.
Sometimes. No, I heard they double your serve if you're trans.
I heard you get the free surgery now.
Yeah.
You get double surgery? No,
that's only if you're under 12.
No, if you get free surgery, trans surgery in Canada.
Well, but will they double it?
Double what?
If I was a chick, I'd have the biggest breast.
They'll double the surgery. You get two for one.
So what? You switch and then switch back? Just for like a day.
I frequently transition and detransition.
I've met people like that, dude. It's pretty freaky.
What is that? Can you imagine what that does to your body?
It's so gross. Have you seen a person like that? He's gone back and forth.
I've seen him online. That's about it.
No, I've seen him IRL, dude. It's pretty gross.
Like
pretty
up close and personal. Are we talking or what?
No, not like that close. But all like,
right, I'm just asking.
Yikes, dude. Ugh.
Suicide is the only
that would
solution.
Be disgusting. Because that way it would be like, it would either be like a person with like a beard and a giant engorged vagina, or someone with a beard and like weird tits.
Ugh,
gross.
Are they always like, go back they're either like super fat or they're super skinny? There's like no in between. At least the ones I've seen. The trans people that transition multiple times.
Dude. I have only seen fat ones, if I'm being honest. They've all been fat.
Real skinny old ones that are hairy and moly, which is like incredibly disturbing, if I'm being completely honest with you.
Yeah, it's like the weird like dirt stash and the voice is all like in the middle and then they're all distraught.
What a hell world. Can you imagine how like hellish that existence is? Like that's a fate. That's a fate worse than death. I just had a stroke.
This is a mean show.
Yeah, it really is.
This part is mean. I want to take this stuff back.
We should
condemn
and disavow everything we just said.
I'm sorry to the trans community.
Man, it'd be really inappropriate of me if I ended the show on a song about suicide.
Oh
where suicide
God,
is
dude.
The only solution? I would never end the show on that. Why would I do that?
Because you're a radio genius?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to play the family.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Why don't you play this instead?
What? What are you suggesting? I'm already... Yes! This is perfect music. You can say anything over this music. We love trans people. I don't care how many times you've transitioned. It's badass. I think you're sexy. I think you're cute. It's all cool. I like your boots. They're really badass. I think you go, they.
We love the boots. The boots are a
nice
touch.
Yeah, the boots are great.
Fantastic. We're kink positive.
Pink positive on the show, yes.
Yeah.
HIV positive as well.
Mitch, what's your favorite kink? What's your favorite kink? In the kink community.
I like the dog men. The dog men. The men that dress like dogs.
The dog men.
Yeah, the dog men. I vote dog men. What's yours, Mitch?
My favorite. I don't know, man. I met a furry at that rave. They seem pretty cool.
Yeah, I was going to say furries, that's too. We're all about the furries.
No, I'm about leather dog furry. Man. I'm about leather dog man. You can't take that away from me.
They have cows and chickens probably too.
Oh, hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah.
We're all about it, man. King positive.
It's the future.
What? I'm trying to think of what mine would be.
It's the hellish future we live in.
There are people... Oh, man. They're like... The kink positive stuff. That's something we really have to infiltrate next.
Find some kink positive people.
Kink positive stuff.
And then kill myself.
My ex suggested that we had a orgy at our house to raise money one time.
Alrighty, well,
I didn't go through that.
Sounds like suicide's the only solution, baby. I'm wrapping this show up. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
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 Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Glasson Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio, and that's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Glasson.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
You're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia, motherfucker. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib.
No, but literally, I will defeat you.
It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red-pill rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Glasson Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.